There's a fascinating point that comes out of the Braisa that's quoted on Amud Beis, where the Gemara had been discussing the daily mincha of the Kohen Gadol. The daily mincha of the Kohen Gadol was a griddle cake offering. We have a Braisa which additionally goes into the inaugural meal offering, which was brought on his first day of the job. Every Kohen who came into their work, they had to bring their first offering, their first service in the Beis HaMikdash to inaugurate, to initiate the work that they were doing. That was a meal offering. So what the question was, what was going to go on and the order of how it would go when they would come in. So comes Rabbi Mana, the Gemara, and learns based on this. Let's say the Kohen shows up on day one of the job in the Beis HaMikdash. He's supposed to bring his initiation, his inaugural offering. And guess what? He gets promoted to Kohen Gadol on that same day. Says the Gemara, he has to bring two menachos, one for his chinuch, his initiation, is to being a Kohen in the first place, first day on the job. And the second one is for the Chovas Yom of the Kohen Gadol. There was a korban that had to be brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. So that's the two korbanos, explains the Rambam. So this touches on a fundamental question we deal with more in the next Masech of Yoma, of the differences between Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot, as we know, regular Kohanim, all the Kohanim who served in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol who was singled out, who had a unique role in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. So we know, of course, major differences in their avoda, especially when it came to Yom Kippur. We also have rules about impurity to a corpse and a number of clothing pieces as well, and many other rules that follow. The Maisa, the Or Sameach, Mer Simchav Dinsk, Nilchos Klei HaMikdash, and Rambam, commentary on the Rambam, Perakei Alach Yitzayin, he raises the Chakira, a very interesting question of how to understand what is the nature of the Kohen Gadol. So Kohen Gadol essentially just like a Kohen Hedyot, just an added level, but essentially the Kohen Gadol just subsumed within the world of the Kohen Hedyot with just a few extra pieces on top. Or is the Kohen Gadol really an entirely separate entity, a level of Kedusha that's just on a totally different plane, in a totally different league? So Or Sameach saw perhaps his answer to this. And we'll come back to this Or Sameach, but one angle of it is this Gemara. So a machlok is really the way the Yerushalmi understands the level of the Kohen Gadol and the way the Bavli presents it. So in our Gemara, we see from this halacha that the Kohen Gadol is really not like the Kohen Hedyot. What do we see? We see that he has to bring a second korban. He's completely separated from the fact that now he's been promoted. The promotion is not just saying you're a Kohen Hedyot plus, but no, you're a new entity called Kohen Gadol. The Bavli, however, Menachos, Dav Ein Ches Men Aleph, the Or Sameach quotes, he brings, says the Gemara over there, that the Kohen has to bring two Menachos Chinuch, one for initiation in one way, one for initiation in the second level, and then a third, the one of the Menachos Chavitin, meaning the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is incorporated into the Kedusha, into the level of the Kohen Hedyot. Another piece to this, Or Sameach brings, is a Gemara in Yoma about the Avnate. The Avnate was the belt that went around and kept the clothing together of the Kohanim. That was something that both Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol would wear. That's debate, though, in the Gemara over there, because it's found in both uniforms, but maybe the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol actually was different, according to one opinion. It had kilayim, and it had usually what would be considered a forbidden mixture, but in the avnei of the Kohen Gadol was permitted. According to this approach, why is it that there would be a difference in the way that it was manufactured? The Kohen Gadol was on a completely different level of Kedusha, according to that opinion, which the opinion says, the avnei in each uniform, the other opinion says it was identical. That opinion did not see the difference between the Kohen Gadol as fundamentally different. The point here is that at the end of the day, the Kohanim had more responsibility. More responsibility means that they get to do more, they get to have a higher level of Kedusha, they get to be on behalf of the people, and the Kohen Gadol even more so. And we see the Gemara Brachos, the Kohen Gadol would bow at the end of every bracha. We only bow four times. Magen Avram, once in the beginning, once in the end, then we have Modim. Here the Kohen Gadol would bow at the end of every single bracha 18 times. And the king, it says over there, has to bow 26 times, the beginning of each bracha and the end of each bracha. What is this Gemara coming to tell us? And how does it connect to here? So the greater the position, the greater the role, the higher the position the person has in the nation, the more humility that's needed to keep them in check. So we see from this Gemara, the Gemara in Erechin says as well, that the hat goes through all the different kelim. It's a gaiva, it's going against gaiva. Should it be a tikkun for gassus or rules? Kohen Gadol wore mitznefes, the Kohen Hedyot wore mikbas. What's the difference? And the height. Wherever we stand in our role in our family, work, and community, we need to have the sufficient amount of balanced humility, not chas v'shalom become arrogant.